Okay, let's talk about how you can modify your prospecting efforts specifically with email so they resonate better in this particular environment. So prospecting, nothing, it's something you just can't get away from, okay? Especially at the beginning. It's just like I can't stress this enough. This is so much about how many doors you knock on. And of course, you can impact your results by knocking on quality doors, but at the end of the day, you can make up for quality with volume. So if you just don't have any golden nuggets or too many, that's okay. You can just kind of keep going down the line, and it just might mean that you'll have to put forth a bit more effort, which is the case for most people, but that's okay. Again, you can make up for a lack of quality contacts with just more effort, more attempts. So the great thing is that, especially with the world we're living in now, is that warm email prospecting is just it's a really powerful way to reach out to prospects. I would say now more than ever, especially if you do it the way that I'm teaching you in this session. One of the things that I would recommend, because as you've already seen, part of the research process involves LinkedIn. So make sure not to just use it as a research tool. Become somewhat active. And when I say active, it doesn't need to turn into a massive project. So let me just share with you a very, very simple way to use LinkedIn every week, and in fact, just for a few minutes a day, if you wanted to use it every day, that takes a lot of the guesswork out of it. And it's called the LinkedIn 321 formula. And this is the brainchild of my good friend and colleague, Susan Baracco. Susan, you might know Susan. She is a one of my associate coaches, and she's fantastic. She's a power LinkedIn user. And so Susan basically narrowed down her LinkedIn usage to a very basic formula that she could just apply every single time. Because when you go into LinkedIn, it's so easy to just kind of get lost in there or get overwhelmed by what you can do with it. So LinkedIn 321 is really this simple. Every time you go into LinkedIn, make sure to find three posts that you can comment on, then two posts that you can share in your network, and then one connection request you can make. Okay, so three comments, two shares, and one connection request. Now, the whole thing about the strategy, as Susan describes it, is look, this is about slowing down. This is not about volume. So I talked about volume a little bit earlier with warm emails. With LinkedIn, this is about finding posts you can make a meaningful comment on. Now, I'm not saying it needs to be a mind-blowing comment, but it shouldn't just be, this is great, I love the article, right? That's not enough. So explaining what you loved about it, making a comment about how you used to work in such and such organization and you came across as quite a bit, something along those lines. That's all it takes, okay? So just make it a practice, and LinkedIn 321 just gives you the formula right there. It just shows you exactly what to do every time you go on LinkedIn. It takes a little bit of practice, but if you do this consistently, you can do the three, the two, and the one in 30 minutes or less every single time. One last thing about that, the one, which is the connection request, it should always come with just a very quick personalized note, just showing the person you're trying to connect with that you did your homework, that this is not, you're not just connecting with a bunch of people randomly, trying to boost the number of connections. You really picked them, you handpicked them, and you wanted to reach out to them personally. It doesn't take that much. In fact, a quick rule of thumb, by the way, if you want an easy thing to, an easy formula to figure out what to say, think of the first part of your warm email. You know, that meaningful connection, the first line or two of your email, that usually works really, really well for a your note that goes along with a connection request. And I'm going to show you some additional examples of warm emails here, so you'll have some better ideas. So obviously with your prospecting, with your warm email efforts, start by tapping your network, okay? They don't have to be golden nuggets, okay? They could be connectors as well and helping hands. And then don't forget, this right now, we have a huge opportunity to connect and reach out to local businesses, especially those you already support. They do not have to be in your target market, okay? Again, if we're just trying to get over that first client hump, we're just trying to get a paying client. And if it has to start with a pro bono client, so be it. We're just trying to get some momentum, some activity. Right now, you have something very specific that you can offer and talk about. And so many small local businesses, and they don't have to be like a one-shop operation. They could be a regional or local businesses with different branches. But bottom line is, local businesses are the ones who need the most help. If you go after a business that you already patronize, you're already a customer, it makes it that much easier. Okay, so don't forget about where you already go, businesses that you're already familiar with, businesses that you've done business with, even if it's been a long time, gives you that extra edge. All right, so I'm going to show you some examples, and don't worry about trying to take this down or doing a screenshot or anything like this. These are all in a separate supplementary document here with your sessions, and I've made them Word documents so that it's easier to copy and paste. I don't know about you, but I find that many times it's with this kind of stuff, it's easier for me to just copy and then paste into a new document and then just edit it and make it my own, kind of fill in the blanks. Okay, so for those of you who that's the way you operate, I wanted to make it easy, and that's why you have it in a Word document instead of a PDF. All right, so I'm going to give you some slightly revised warm emails that you can copy and adopt, okay? I'm going to give you a revised friends and family email script, and then I'm going to give you a few warm emails that are for solid prospects. So in other words, cold prospects, people who don't know who you are, okay? And you'll see, I'm not going to point everything out. I'll read the whole thing, but you'll see where I've made the changes, okay? So where I've massaged it so that it works in the current environment that we're in. All right, so subject line didn't change. Been a while. Hi, Joe. It's been a while since we connected. Hope you, Amanda, and the kids are doing well and staying safe. And then you're going to want to add, and I didn't put it in here because the situation is changing so fast. Plus, you know what's going to be appropriate after that. One more sentence, basically, asking about their health or their business or their work or family life, you know, or just saying, I can't imagine what you guys must be going through, or it just depends on what you know about them. But the point here is just one sentence, okay? Two at the very, very most. You don't want to kind of go on and on and on. You want to get to the point as quickly as possible. In fact, you'll see that in the next paragraph. I'm writing because I've recently launched a commercial writing business. Now, here's another change. My focus is to help businesses communicate with their customers and prospects more effectively during this crazy time. And I was curious if someone in your professional network could potentially benefit from my services. This is another change coming up here. The current situation calls for very nuanced marketing and customer support messages, but many businesses struggle with this. Unfortunately, they get it wrong. They risk appearing tone deaf and out of touch. That's where I can help. I fill that need in an affordable way, whether it's customer emails, newsletters, or sales materials. The need to walk the fine line between selling and being sensitive to the new market reality. My ideal client is anyone in the blank industry. But I can also help local businesses who could use this kind of help right now. So I'll just pause here for a second. This is great. And of course, you need to adapt this based on who you're going after. But by saying, look, I'm not just random, like I'm focused in this particular market or industry. But right now, I'm looking to help anyone I can. You don't have to get into the fact that, you know, you're doing maybe pro bono work if you're looking to go down that route or anything like that. But you just want to let him know or her know that, look, I can also help local businesses who could really use the help because I know that times are really tough. All right, continuing with the script. Honestly, I just want to help a few folks communicate online more effectively during this difficult economic period. Here's a link to my website where I have additional information. If you think of someone, would you be willing to make a short email introduction? I assure you that I will treat anyone you send my way with the utmost respect and courtesy. Okay, so that hasn't changed. Thanks in advance, Joe. And I did change the ending here. And please hit reply if you have any questions. Either way, let's catch up soon. Please let me know how you and your family are doing and send Amanda my best. Okay, so it's just a slightly different ending so that it works with what's happening right now. So you'll see that the bones are the same, right? It's just really focusing, however, where before it's like, oh, well, I can write all kinds of things. It just depends. I could do X, Y, and Z. It just, you know, it's kind of all over the place. That was a disadvantage of the original script. It's not that it's bad. It's just that right now you have an opportunity to talk about something very, very specific. Okay, which is great. The more focused you can be in an appeal, in this kind of message, and this kind of request, the more effective it will be. All right, so that's the friends and family email script. Feel free to copy and paste and just, you know, adapt it to your situation. I mean, if you want to copy it exactly as is, great. Of course, you're going to have to change some things because this doesn't apply to everybody, but you're free to use it however you want. All right, let's look at a few revised warm email scripts. And these are all for solid prospects. Remember, solid prospects are prospects that don't know who you are, but they fit your target market, okay? And I'm going to go through a few of them. Now, the first one I'm going to show you, I don't want it to scare you. So this would be more appropriate if you're like hyper-focused, if you know exactly who you're going to be going after, and or if you have extensive experience in a particular market, you're very well connected, you got a lot going for you from a domain expertise or from an industry experience standpoint. Okay, so I don't want to scare you. If you don't have this, you'll see the next two emails I'll show you kind of go lighter on this, but I wanted to give you a few different flavors of this. All right, so this one reads, your piece on dual outsourcing or dual sourcing. Hi, first name. I love how you're handling your COVID-19 customer communications. I was particularly impressed with your recent piece on dual sourcing and the impact from Asia. So you can tell right away, this is kind of an insider. Like if you were an insider, like, you know this stuff, you can talk the talk. You know the lingo, right? All right. So I work with target market for this particular target market to help them, you know, what you do, right? Write marketing materials and marketing content. And I'm curious if you're looking for some help reworking or repurposing content marketing assets in light of this continually evolving situation. I've worked in the, you know, X industry for X number of years, so I know the landscape well. Here's a link to a page on my site if you want to learn more about me. Would it make sense to connect this week? Okay. So again, this is for someone who's very experienced in the market they're going after, not because they've been writing in that market forever, but because they, you know, they've been there for 12 years or in an adjacent or similar industry. All right, so let's look at another one that's maybe not quite as an impressive a fit. All right, so the subject on this one reads, your frontline training guide. I just came across your guide on training frontline workers. I was particularly impressed with how you've pivoted your message and marketing communications to address the new market needs. So, all right, hypothetically, let's just say that this is a, you're doing a little bit of research and you came across this training company that has now shifted a lot of their messaging to what's going on right now. And they published a guide on training frontline workers, where maybe before, like, their stuff was for the corporate market or whatever. Now they're really kind of focusing on certain markets they know are hot. And so the background here, the kind of the backstory, the assumption is that you came across this and you wanted to just commend them on, look, that's pretty impressive that you've pivoted and you know, you got new message. It's hyper relevant right now. All right. So continuing on, I work with this target market to help them produce the stuff, right, with these services. And I'm curious if you're looking for some help reworking or repurposing content marketing assets in light of this continually evolving situation. I've been in the, you know, target market or your previous career for X number of years, so I know the landscape well. All right. So just here, bottom line is you want to show them, yeah, like, I get your business because I've either been in it or I've been in a very closely related industry or business or profession. Here's a link to a page on my site if you want to learn more. Would it make sense to connect this week? Okay. So this still implies that you know, again, their business, their industry, their target market. Maybe you know the customers. You know the industry that they're going after. Something along those lines. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, if you just get it, if you know it, or if you are familiar with it to some degree, perfect. I would go with something like this. All right, so Let's look at one more, and this would be a warm email, but it would be for a local business. Okay, so now a couple of different ways you could use this, or situations and where this might be appropriate. They may not fit the target market that you eventually want to go after, but you've been either a customer of theirs, or you know them, or you know about them. And you just want to reach out because, again, you're trying to get over this first paying client hump. You're just trying to get some activity going. Or you're more of a generalist right now and you're willing to start with local businesses, not just because of the practice and getting some activity going, but because right now you don't really have any particular target market that you're going after and might as well start local just to get your feet wet. All right, so the subject line reads, "Loved your last email. Hi there, I've been on your mailing list for a while because I'm a work from home professional and have used you guys to help fix one of my laptops." So, by the way, this would be an example here is a small IT services outfit. So they do installs, they fix computers and computer networks for smaller operations, but they're local, okay? "I love that you reach out to your customers and newsletter subscribers with an update on new security tips and measures, especially since so many people are working from home for the first time ever." Okay, so notice the commentary. This is extremely personalized. This is a meaningful connection. There's no doubt, just like with any good warm email, that this was written just for them. "I'm writing because I'm a freelance business writer, and I was curious if you might need help communicating with your audience during this challenging time. I'd like to help a few local businesses with anything from customer emails, newsletters, or sales materials that need to walk the fine line between selling and being sensitive to the new market reality. And I'd like to offer you my first project for free. No catch, no strings, no gotchas. I'm just trying to help our local business community, and I love what you guys are doing. I'm a happy customer." Oh, there's a typo there. Sorry about that. All right, so couple of things. And first of all, you're giving them the ideas. Here's who I am. Here's what I do. And this is so important. And right now, I'm kind of on a mission to help a few local businesses with anything from, and then you give them some ideas. Okay. And by the way, fill in the blank here, okay, with the ideas, the things you could help them with or you'd like to help them with. And then explain why this would be important, because right now it's very important that you communicate a certain way, that there's a certain tone, that you focus on certain things. Okay. And then this is a very important line, and I'd like to offer you my first project for free. Okay. That's absolutely key. Let them know, because a lot of businesses right now, okay, this sounds good, but right now we're frozen spending on everything. We're just kind of, we're just running a tight ship. Great. Hey, look, first project for free. Okay, what's the catch? Hey, no catch, no strings, no gotcha. So go ahead and take that objection away, that fear. And then add more oomph to it by saying, and here's why. Explain why. People are going to want to know, okay, you're saying no catch, but why are you doing this? I'm just trying to help our local business community, and I love what you guys are doing. So this is a 1-2 punch. I'm trying to help the local business community, and I've been a happy customer and I love what you guys are doing. Okay, so that's irresistible. Would it make sense to connect this week to see how I could help? So, again, you can feel free to copy any of these emails, adapt them to your use. I think it's, again, many times it's easier to just copy and paste and edit and modify and refine. Bottom line is, don't be afraid to tell people how you can help them. And, personalize it, right? It's even when you're offering to work for free, you need to personalize your message, okay? And then if you come from a place of you really wanting to help, and if it's sincere, it comes from the heart, it's going to come across the right way. Like that message and that sentiment is going to come across the right way, and you're going to get some responses, okay? I can't remember a better time. I can't think of a better time for just really focusing your message while you're helping others. And whether you do, your first project for free, or if you wanted to change this and say, "Look, I'm doing I'm charging 20% of what I would normally charge. I got some extremely affordable packages. It doesn't really matter. The point is, you have an opportunity right now to really speak to what's going on in the world, in your country, and in your local community. You know, be sensitive to that, and then show prospects that you're here to help, and that you care.